up, Raider Nation?
I'm Will.
I'm Mike.
And this is Raider Radio.
Hey there, buddy. You don't look so good.
Yeah. I don't feel that great.
Why is that? Why the long face?
All right. I gotta promise myself that I'm not gonna cry.
I kind of no. You know, it's better to cry. It's healthy to cry.
I don't know, man. Like late night. Late Monday night game, week one, new coaching staff.
Well, the start of a new era.
Yeah, the start of the new era, like new coaching staff, massive turnover, question marks all up and down the board. And week one, you go out there, and it's not that we didn't compete, but the way you lost, it felt like the beginning of a rebuild. And I felt like I was back to where I was, you know, years ago. Like this is the first time I felt this way again since back when Al was around. I felt like we were kicking our tires in the mud, and that's how I'm feeling right now. So no, I'm not okay.
I think rebuild is too strong of a word.
How could you say that? We already did it. We're in the middle of it. We didn't even realize we're not rebuilding yet.
It's a retooling. I'm gonna use the word retooling, not a rebuild.
Oh my God,
because we're not starting from scratch.
You're a pussy floating motherfucker. Like that's what
we've
you are.
We've still got our core intact. That offensive line and Derek Carr. That when we get rid of Derek Carr, okay.
All right,
you can call it a fucking rebuild.
Yeah, let's. All right, you know what? This argument is not done. But Derek Carr. This conversation, this topic begins and ends with Derek Carr, and.
Not his best game.
Like, the best case scenario for Carr for me at one point in time was, like, MVP of the league and multiple Super Bowls.
The ceiling is still there.
It's lowering. No, it is lowering.
It's lowering, like, but it's... Like it's okay.
There's people who made valid points today. I saw people out there in Raider Nation today saying, I'm worried even if this game isn't the worst that Carr has... You can never expect much more out of him beyond some random couple of playoff appearances in the rest of his career.
You don't think he's the guy?
I think for the first time, I think that it's possible he's not the guy.
Oof.
I'm not saying that.
I've fallen in love with him. I'm going to be honest with you.
Dude, he's one of my favorite Raider players. I haven't had anybody to root for.
He might be my favorite athlete right now.
I'm not trying, of all the sports that I watch. Dude, I'm not trying to disrespect Derek Carr here.
Watch your mouth.
And Raider fans who adore the guy. He's a great player and role model. I love the guy. I want the best of him. And I think that there's still a possibility that he plays with this team for like 10 years and has a decent enough legacy. But there's like a ton of dudes on teams that have decent enough legacies that are just that. You know what I mean? When you think about it, Andy Dalton's probably one of the best Bengal quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, so like
Boomer Esiason, and I can't name one, honestly.
Like Derek Carr might go down as the best Raider quarterback of all time because he's playing in the modern era and he gets all the stats and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I see the guy. I don't know if I see Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Well, I like or even like a guy like a Phillip Rivers, man. Like Phillip Rivers is the guy. Like you know that. Like next to the guy that mows the lawn, the other person that you can rely on every day is fucking Phillip Rivers. Like the grass is always cut, and Phillip Rivers is always good. And you can't say that with Derek Carr.
Let's talk about week one Derek Carr talk. So that first drive, I was fucking excited. seeing Derek Hall, you know, well, you got Gruden on the sidelines,
Derek
right?
Hall.
Derek Hall.
Derek Hall. Derek Hall.
But you got Gruden on the sidelines, but you got Carr, you know, going up to the line. He's fucking calling audibles. He's changing plays and shit like that. He looks like a responsible fucking quarterback. And don't forget, we you know, scored 13 points, played pretty decent against them, a really great defense. Fucking Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh, Talib and Peters. Those are like four fucking Pro Bowlers right there. So don't forget that. But I was so excited that first fucking sequence. Just the way Carr orchestrated the offense. Listen, okay, it all fell apart. Those three fucking interceptions were really bad. That when he passed to Cook right in the end zone, it was really underthrown. That was probably just a bad decision in general, or maybe even a bad play call. But I mean, the worst part of the game for me was definitely when he just threw it away in that 3rd and 5, because that's an attitude call. You know what I mean? An attitude play, like, oh god, like I'm scared, just gotta get rid of it. Rather than like that gunslinger mentality that we saw a couple years ago.
My thing is this, is that like I don't think that he or the offense outside of like the running game played particularly well at the beginning of the game either. I think that what it was is that the defense actually wasn't challenging us in a way. Like, they weren't pressuring us. You have to understand, there was no there's no tape of this offense out here. Like, they made adjustments, and the minute that they made the adjustments, like, it kind of exposed this offense. Like,
Aaron Donald.
Or at the very least, it exposed Carr. But I'm not saying the offense isn't working. But what I'm saying is that at the beginning of the game, they're not dialing up their best shit yet. They're especially week one, snap one, they don't know what they're playing against. Once they made their adjustments at halftime, Derek Carr looked like he could do nothing against that offense. Nothing. And it got to a point where it rattled them. And that's why, I mean, you throw in interceptions, you know, multiple times in a quarter. But yeah, I mean, I just don't. I don't think that even when his completion percentage was up in the first quarter and the second quarter, I kept telling myself, I'm like, these are dink and dunk passes. This is the defense giving this to us. we weren't pushing the ball downfield. Like they were getting pushed backwards up in the run game, but in the pass game, There was little to no threat at times.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason Jared Cook had a 180-yard game, right? Because nothing else was happening. You know, Cook is obviously Carr's safety blanket. Listen, that's a super talented defense. And I think Aaron Donald was beating Gabe Jackson the entire night, honestly. I mean, pressure was coming there.
Aaron Donald was beating KO.
Yeah. I mean, or am I thinking of Sue? I don't know. But Donald's a beast, right? Either way. And Sue's a beast, too.
But you're such a piece of shit for using the word beast twice to describe two different players. Just like,
oh, the beast, bro.
I don't know if you hate me because I can't see that with beast, like, because of the Marshawn Lynch beast mode.
It's like everybody's good.
It's just a stupid thing to say in general.
Who's that? He's a beast. He's a beast.
That's what he used to say in sixth grade. I haven't changed it.
You haven't changed at all. Boxer size and all.
Yeah, I'm still the same. Still the same kid.
So,
still like Pokemon.
Hey, you know what? Before we move on, a silver lining. It's a short week. We get to see Derek Carr.
Silver and black lining.
I think you made the same bad joke last episode.
Listen, you're going to get the same jokes over and over.
And folks.
Please, I don't call them folks.
This is the first time you're hearing that joke because we were too drunk to actually publish that episode.
Well, but at least I don't call listeners folks. Like
you're saying that made jokes.
Like we're fucking watching from West Virginia or something.
You're so stupid.
You're stupid.
But we got a short week. I'm not saying that this one game is going to determine our season. There's too much that can happen in a season to sit there and say, it's, you know, the season's lost.
This was an important game, though.
It was important, and
we failed.
Yeah, you know what? And now the most important game is the next one. And Derek Carr is, he's got a lot of doubters now, but
so much pressure on those shoulders.
He's got the perfect opportunity to prove every one of them wrong next Sunday against Denver.
So let's start talking about this offense by talking about that line. How do you think they did?
I actually didn't mind how they played, if I'm being perfectly honest. I thought that they blew the Rams off the ball most of the game. They were pretty strong and dominant in the run game. I mean, there was a couple of pressures, and you gotta understand the opposing defensive line. Right, had
amazing, yeah.
Super talented,
yeah,
super talented. So, I mean, they had some pressures, but those other guys get paid too. I mean, I'd give them like a B. I mean, you know,
give them a B.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if it was because I'm biased and I'm a Raiders fan, but I always thought, you know, I always saw the guys in Carr's face. Like, I always felt the presence of that defensive line, you know, within the pocket or whatever. So I was honestly a little scared, and that's why I give Carr, like, a slight pass for always having, you know, guys in his face. And Aaron Donald and Sue, like, how are you going to, you know, those guys are always going to show up. I think our line did a decent job for dealing with that. I mean, you know, they had their hands full, definitely. I think Assembly is probably the lowest rated on that line.
He looked gassed at times. They showed him during one of those penalties and one of those holdings, and he was breathing heavy, man. He looked tired.
I think, you know, this is the first game of the year too, so like conditioning and all that is going to take effect. But
You usually don't think that when you think of Osemele.
Yeah,
like, you don't think of him being.
Well, yeah, being I think a guy. Of him as Superman. Like, he's the guy on that line we can count on. But I mean, what, Carr got sacked maybe once? I forget. I don't have it in front of me. But
yeah, I mean, he was pressured. But again, I mean, if that's one of the best defensive lines in football,
then
consider the performance that the Raiders put out.
I mean,
like, that's probably one of the best offensive line performances of the year if you put it in that type of context.
And dude, Colton Miller, we gotta like. Give a small clap.
Yeah,
that was a small clap to Colton Miller for fucking showing up.
PFF has him at a 59.5, but I think, like, if you click on his name here, his pass rushing grade was pretty good. It's not.
Oh, I don't think I have that because I upgraded the special account.
We're too poor for that.
We're too poor.
But I saw something that he had the best pass blocking grade of all of our offensive linemen. We got him at a 59.5, which is the second best to Hudson's 75.
You know, last week you called him like the fucking. Well, you talked about his body for a while.
He's got that body. He's a brick house, he got dude. He's a beast.
Well, so you're gonna call him a beast? I can't say beast. You can say beast. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's weird when I say it, but no, I think. If you told me this, Future Mike, if you could take a time machine to Future Mike and be like, or Future Mike could take a time machine to Past Mike, that's not how time travel works.
This is the worst metaphor.
And Future Mike was like, guess what, Past Mike? This is how this line is going to perform tonight against this defense. I'd be like, wow, Future Mike, that's pretty good. You know what? I'm happy with that.
Yeah, but let's not break our back sucking off our own cocks. You know,
been there, done that. Am I right?
The strength of the line is, or the defensive line of the Rams is the interior, and our interior did struggle. I mean, you can't deny that they didn't struggle. Assembly 40.2, Gabe Jackson 55.7, Hudson a 75 for Hudson's weird.
He's
96, 97. Yeah,
But then again, I chalk that up to first game of the year. You know what I mean? Again,
Tom Cable effect.
Yeah, Tom Cable. Who said that? Tom Cable, fucking, you know, just conditioning. I think players are obviously gassed going into like the second half, but
they passed the eye test to me. To me, they're bad.
They passed your eye test.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, and and that's the only test that matters.
That's the only one that matters.
So moving on, let's talk about the running backs. So
okay.
Lynch.
Doug Martin.
Doug Martin sighting.
I'm excited for more muscle hamster.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Super excited.
You were like the most skeptical person of him in the offseason.
I was. You know what? I was the most skeptical person of him in the offseason. But he wasn't. I don't think he had a lot of snaps. But when he did, he showed up.
Muscly?
He was extra muscly.
Meaty hamster.
He was extra hamstery. He fucking showed up. He had that one really great run, right, that got us the first down.
Yeah. No, he didn't look bad. I mean, he actually had a string of snaps in the second quarter, I think, like to start off the second quarter.
I think so. It probably to like, give Marshawn a break, right?
Yeah, it looked like it was like a planned rotation. Yeah. And you know what? I was pretty cool with that because he was somewhat effective.
Yeah. You know, Rashard took away an interception, I thought, on one play.
Really?
I didn't catch that. Oh, well, you're obviously not watching the game.
I was probably belligerently drunk and depressed.
Oh, you were crying in the corner. I get it.
Yeah.
But no, you know, Rashard, I think, does what Rashard does.
He had some nice catches. I like that one, the one-handed snag on the sideline.
That might be the play I'm thinking of.
Yeah, where he just like, he kind of like, just like dropped his shoulder and the guy just slid right past him.
I like how you just like replayed that for me physically, like moving.
Yeah. That, he showed it for you and everything.
Wow. It's like, I'm there again.
Yeah. We provide here. So. Solid showing by these guys.
Absolutely.
And you know what? We almost kind of glossed over Marshawn Lynch.
Well, we can't talk.
True beast.
Absolutely.
Beast mode.
The beast.
Yeah, like.
Dude,
I mean,
that first drive.
Come on, dude.
He ran through like six fucking people to get to the fucking end zone. That got me pumped. I was like, let's go. I was excited. I was like, the season couldn't have started any better. And then it all fell apart.
Absolutely, but I was. I was rubbing my thighs and my chinos. Looking at your thighs, man.
But anyway, let's move on to
that run made me feel all kinds of strange.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not going to question it. Let's move on. Wide receivers. Can we include tight ends in this group?
We may as well. So. If we're going to include tight ends in the group, then it becomes almost the tight end group because we're talking about Jared Cook.
No, let's talk about Jordy Nelson's one catch. Just kidding.
I was a little worried about that. Was that the one pass on the left sideline
where
Carr really floated it? That was when I started thinking to myself, I'm just like, he's got way too much air under his balls. Like, he's not.
Don't we all?
You're a child.
You're stupid.
You're a child.
Got the sensitivity of an 8-year-old.
His passes floated way too much, and and then he had that pick in the end zone. I think that was what? Was that in the same timeline
sequence
of each other?
Or whatever?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It felt like it.
I honestly don't know.
Like, there was just one moment where I noticed, I'm like, oh, that was scary. Like, he made the pass, but it was in the air for a while.
Yeah, Jordy Cooper did nothing.
He just was not driving through his passes whatsoever.
Well, I mean, Carr was going through his reads, right? Efficiently?
No, he wasn't like, he wasn't, his footwork, dude. Like, he wasn't.
Oh, okay, his footwork,
He wasn't actually driving into his throws.
I guess we could chalk that up to him being skittish or something.
Or just always being bad, but,
Sorry, I just got a text because I'm popular.
Yeah, that's not the shoot.
It's my mom.
It's potluck night.
My mom's like, what are you coming home? There's meatloaf.
Jordy and Cooper really have nothing to speak of.
We literally can't talk about them because they did hardly anything.
I'm not going to pin this on them.
I think, honestly, Coop is probably, you know, we can't see from all the fucking angles or whatever, like down the field, but I'm sure Coop is being double teamed and, you know, had safeties on him and shit. I wish we had Martavis still. And I don't know what Brandon LaFell is going to bring to the wide receiving corps, and that's a different conversation. But A little scary.
We had a Seth scary. Roberts sighting.
Oh, and he caught the ball.
And he ran for actually the first down.
Caught yeah. the ball. Yeah. I was clapping, and I'm like, wow, this is an amazing moment we should cherish, because how many times is he going to actually catch the ball this year? Probably not a lot.
By the looks of it, none of our receivers are.
Yeah, so Jared Cook is kind of like a 5,000-yard receiver.
I mean, Jared Cook, what you saw from him at the very least was promising because he was lined up all over. He was lined up out wide in the slot.
Yeah.
Off the tackle.
Yeah. It just reminds me, there's a couple of, maybe it's to say for the coaching section, but of the podcast, but there was a couple of formations where Marshawn was on the wideout. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, we really didn't even do anything with it, but it's an interesting look.
You know.
Yeah. You know. I mean, sometimes coaches they set up plays, they set up shit.
Yeah, like
weeks in advance.
Yeah, I mean? But they, like more they put of tape like out. Smoke and mirrors kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. So I mean, and we may not ever pass out to Lynch on that type of thing.
Probably not.
It just might be something that people look at on film. Yeah,
just to keep aware of.
Yeah,
keep
it, yeah. And you know, they have to spend time preparing for that. But
so, offensive grade.
For the overall offense?
Overall offense.
Wow. I mean, for the overall offense, I would have to say
C- for me. It's a C-. You're taking way too long to answer, so I'm just going to go.
I would put a D+.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm the...
You know what? It's... When your quarterback has an F.
Oh, no text.
When your quarterback has an F.
Oh, wow.
Then when your quarterback has an F, it's hard for the rest of the offense to redeem that grade.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should give him an F.
Yeah, Derek Carr lost us the game.
I'd give him a D.
No, he lost us the game. He lost us the game. He gets an F.
This is on his shoulders.
I would give it's like an F to the quarterback, you know. Let's say like B to linemen and running backs, C's and D's to everybody else. I don't give a shit. D all around, probably D+. This game sucked.
I bet you give the D all around.
I'm so fuck you.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you wish. You wish. I'm just glad. I'm glad that this is just week one. I'm glad we're gonna put this game behind us. We got the Broncos next week, and you know the Broncos aren't without their issues either. So,
defense. Let's talk about defense.
Yeah. So, defense was
atrocious. No pass. I could have rushed the passer more.
Why'd you ask me the question?
I honestly don't care about your opinion. I just wanted to preface my own.
So, it's funny you said that because I wasn't paying attention to what you said. So, go on.
We had no pass rush, and I thought that was the worst. Honestly, maybe the worst part of our entire game. No pass rush. Jared Goff is not a good quarterback. I'm sorry.
I wish we had top 10 talent at defensive end, you know.
Yeah, if that would have really. If only.
Yeah.
Not every
team in the league can get one of those ever.
Apparently not.
No.
Yeah. I miss you. Somewhere he's out there.
Oh God. Yeah, I mean the defensive line, like,
it was bad. It was bad.
It was so bad. Like when. Like, this is also why I was having PTSD flashbacks to when the Raiders were in perpetual rebuilds under Al Davis. Because we not only never, like, didn't get sacks for the most part, besides, like what's, like, Derek, a weird Derek Burgess here, or what was his name? Was that his name?
I forget.
Derek Burgess. But, or Cameron Wembley. You know what I mean? Like, we'd have a random player, yeah. Like, get, like, 12 sacks or something like that. But besides just not getting pressure, we were just getting gashed up front in the run game.
It was bad. Gurley, you know, and they've got a good offensive line. They've got Gurley, so it's, but still,
not even like Gurley's Gurley, dude. Like when they snap the ball, And there's like there's more holes in that line than your mother's pantyhose.
That's a lot. Dude.
Like
it's a lot.
Dude, it was noticeable the minute the ball came off the center. You're like, this is bad.
You've got three rookies on the line against an experienced offensive line with the best running back in football. That's what happens.
You have rookies.
Plus,
you have Frosty fucking Rucker. Frosty Rucker. Keep saying that in your head. Frosty Rucker.
I feel like there's a Frosty joke there somewhere that we can make, but I don't know what it is.
Like
he's really cold or something.
You cannot tell me that the Raiders didn't at least fuck up the Khalil Mack trade or the timing of it or anything when Frosty Rucker is playing snaps for you. And not just like a few. His fucking name haunted me.
I don't know about
all
you.
Evening I saw that guy.
I don't know about you, but you know what, Frosty Rucker? Suitable replacement for Khalil Mack.
What was his grade? So we can't. He's not even.
We're
Pro Football Focus isn't even showing him on the depth chart.
I think we're gonna have to.
They didn't even know Frosty Rucker was gonna play.
We're gonna have to worry about paying Frosty Rucker $140 million in like another 2 years. I think because he is that elite.
I knew you would do something stupid like say that, like take it there, like. Where is he?
I love me some Frosty Rucker.
Look at him. He had a 66.6 grade. Led our team.
That's actually not terrible. That's not terrible. Dude, Arden Key to me looked lost the entire night. Like, I think because he's a rookie, doesn't know where to put his eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they played a lot of jet sweep kind of plays, I feel like. And I just feel like Arden Key just got either blocked or he didn't know where to fucking run. Like, he looked lost.
This was probably the worst. I will go out on a limb here.
Are we going for a blazing take?
This is gonna be like one of the worst defensive lines the Raiders have ever fielded.
Ooh,
ever.
Shit.
Like, I mean, come on, dude. Like. Mm. Even I'm a
it's
homer.
A, it's a
I'm drinking
year.
The yeah, exactly. Like PJ Hall. Totally think that guy's legit. I totally think he's going to be legit.
I think he did decent last year. But I think, well, they did a lot more, run blocking than they thought they were going to have to.
But the point is that those guys, those interior rookies, they do not usually get off to a fast start.
Yeah.
I think we said it last week. I don't know if we were too drunk. We had to cut that part out of the
episode.
I don't
remember. I was wasted.
But don't make the mistake of thinking these guys are going to be Aaron Donald.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
temper expectations.
Yeah, like they might have some nice moments, but for the most part, starting a rookie defensive tackle is a bad move. It's just not usually going to work out for you, and we're doing it with a second round guy from a small school.
This is what happens.
It is. Bruce Irvin is a twice failed defensive end.
Bruce Irvin though had the best play of the defense.
Yeah, he had the one play.
Oh, you heard one play. That was a great play.
It's good.
He was the one bright spot.
Mac would have recovered the fumble, but it's good.
Stop talking about
or that,
it.
Get over it. Dude,
get over it. He's never coming back.
That girly run for the touchdown on the sweep where it's just like, oh my god.
Yeah. That was bad.
And they're purposely like running at Mac's side. Just to rub it in. They know Will of Raider Radio is going to seize up in a corner.
He's just shit his
pants.
His
eyes roll back to his head.
Yeah. He's having a seizure.
Like that personally triggered me. F. The defensive line was so fucking bad.
You just thrown out Fs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to tell me that they didn't fail?
No, they were bad, dude. That was the worst part of the team. I mean, that's enough for me. Or like a D minus.
A D minus because you're a millennial. You don't hand out Fs.
Exactly. You get the participation award.
Piece of shit. You didn't do that bad.
We should actually give out participation awards for like the worst unit of our game reviews. Like, think about it.
All right, I'm going to move on to better ideas than that. So next unit's linebackers. Linebackers, they may have very well had a decent game, but I did not notice them.
Maybe that's a good thing. Jared Johnson, I saw on Pro Football, was rated pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when you're punked like that on the run game, it's kind of trying to figure out what's the cart and what's the horse. Mm-hmm. I really think it was the defensive line's issue, which is why the run game was so bad.
Like, I think the defensive line. Listen,
linebackers aren't going to bail you out when you're getting blown
off
the ball.
It all starts at the defensive line. Yeah. You know what I mean? They you know, for better or worse, help or hurt, you know, the people behind them. And not to move on, but to move on, that's where our corner is. Like, Melvin looked awful.
Well, yeah, linebackers, I'm not going to grade him. I'm just not going to grade him. It's not fair.
You can't do that.
No, I didn't see enough of them.
Then give them a C, because it's right in the middle.
You millennial snowflake.
Give them a C. Like, they deserve something. You're just going to choose ignore that they exist.
Our defensive backs were actually, with an exception of a few key names, very, very key names.
Like Arden Key?
No, he's not a defensive back. Piece of shit.
It was a joke.
And you ruined my train of thought and everything. No, they played well. I like the defensive backfield. I think that this new scheme really helps helps corners. There's one issue that if they don't like if
Reggie Nelson.
Well, Reggie Nelson's a problem. But there's one thing, like, if corners don't do this one thing and they continue not to do it, maybe I've been scarred, but I'm just ready to fire people over it. Like goodbye, go home. Like, turn your fucking head. Turn your fucking head and play the ball. Like,
well, yeah,
It's one of those things.
Those wouldn't have been called if they turned their head. Penalties, we didn't say this, but penalties killed us.
They absolutely killed us. But those specific penalties are stupid.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because by not turning your head, you give no gray area.
I agree.
Like, the ref's just like, kind of looked egregious, looked like you guys bumped into each other.
Yeah, well, it makes him look desperate, you know what I mean, in that moment, that he's willing to just...
Yeah, but since you didn't turn your head, you actually weren't an eligible receiver, so...
Yeah, well, I think that's the difference in those penalty calls.
Those pissed me off. But other than that, I mean, let's give ups to Conley. I mean, what was his PFF grade?
It was actually not great.
Really? It really wasn't that great?
I don't think so.
I felt that, it wasn't. They gave him a 47.4. That's weird.
I feel like he had a decent, though.
I thought that he had a solid game. Maybe they just weren't throwing to him and he was getting burned all game. Rashawn Melvin up and down. Leon Hall had a decent game.
Leon Hall wasn't terrible. No one saw that coming.
I mean, he's always been a good player. He's just old as dirt. Mm. I mean,
he's an old man. He's not going to be on the team next year.
No, he's not. But
Cromartie almost got an interception. It was close.
Yeah. Didn't he get a flag on that though?
No, I think they just knocked it down and they almost got it, but they didn't.
Yeah. So I don't know. Defensive backs. I don't know. Maybe a C+. It's hard to come back from those big. Plus. Yeah. It's hard to come back from those penalties. Like those penalties are points.
Well, when Jared Goff, who's not the best quarterback in the league, probably not in the top 15, has fucking 10 minutes in the pocket to decide where he wants to throw it, that's not going to help your defensive backs at all. So I think honestly, this grade is a reflection of how shitty the defensive line was because you're asking them to cover, longer.
Yeah, in some ways. Yeah. No, I definitely agree with that philosophy. I even kind of accounted for that. I think that they definitely made errors, and I gave them the benefit of the doubt. So that's why I gave them the C+. Yeah. So then we should probably give out a couple of grades, our special teams unit.
I don't care about special teams.
You don't care about special teams?
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, we lost our long snapper ACL.
Oh, that was big. That was actually big.
That's a big thing.
That was big.
What's his name?
Lee Smith.
Lee Smith.
Woo.
Coming in clutch. You're acting like this isn't a big deal.
But yeah,
we've lost games because of
it. No, it's a big deal.
So that was nice. Hey, fuck it. I mean, Mike Nugent didn't miss any kicks, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so satisfactory. We don't give letter grades to special teams players because they don't matter. So it's
we give smiley faces to them, like
just,
stickers.
Just pass or fail.
Yeah.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah, they pass. coaching staff, last but not least.
Gruden outcoached Wade Davis all night.
Wade Davis? You don't even know this
Wade
guy.
Wade Phillips.
You're so stupid.
Who is Wade Davis? I feel like there's a Wade Davis. Wade Phillips.
There's not.
Whatever.
There's not even a Wade Davis.
No, I think he's a reliever. I think he's like a Kansas City Royal, or he was. There's definitely a pitcher in baseball, Wade Davis. Shit. Gruden outcoached him and Wade Phillips. I'm stupid. <Yeah. laughs> No, I think he did. I think they knew Carr has to get out of his hand and like in 2 seconds, and I feel like it was set up for that. I mean, it's hard though too to open up Cooper and you know receivers like that when you have to throw the ball under 2 seconds.
All right, I don't think he outcoached Wade Phillips. I think that he won some of the game and then he lost other parts of the game. But I don't want to pin it all.
I don't know.
I don't want to pin it all.
It's hard to say how much is on him though.
Because of Carr.
Yeah.
Because
of his putrid performance.
But the point is that Wade Phillips did adjust and succeed. So I can't give the W 100%. You can't say 100% Gruden outdid Phillips because Phillips won, and he did.
Fair enough.
He did adjust.
Or at least maybe the first half. I thought he would.
The first half definitely showed us that this scheme.
We were
can
in
work.
It though. It was a close fucking game. Could have been anyone's game going into the second half. I just want people to remember that because people are just going to see the final score, and I thought it was a closer game than a reality where we just fucking collapsed.
But. No, I mean the offensive play calling, I didn't mind it, to be honest. And knowing what I know about Carr, I can't even really. I almost judge play calls differently now because I can't see some of the wide receiver routes down the field, and with Carr, I mean.
We don't know what he's saying.
We don't even know if there are routes down the field because the wide receivers are not getting anything.
True. This is true.
I mean, I can't judge it. I can't sit there. I thought Todd Downing did not know
how. Downing.
Tad Downing.
It's even more annoying than Todd.
Yeah. Todd.
Stupid.
Like all of last year, I'm sitting there and shitting on Todd Downing.
Well, he was
saying that he didn't know how to do route combinations, which I was right. I mean, he did not know how to do like deep route combinations and scheme guys open
and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he was bad, but the point is that fuck, who knows if our receivers did anything or could have done anything, or the deep route combos were even decent. If Gruden was even scheming guys open, because I don't even know if Carr was looking there.
It's hard to say. We don't know.
But yeah, I liked what I saw from the offense. I guess with the run game playing well, I'll just give it a C.
Offensive coaching,
I'll give it a C. I mean, like I said, it's hard to have a very decent grade. I think C's being
Didn't score at all in the second half.
C's being generous.
That is being a little
C-. C minus, and your quarterback failed.
Well, 13's not a lot of points to score. Your quarterback failed. That has to be on coaching, regardless of what was happening upfield. It's hard to say, you know, really. I mean, football's a team game. You know, one part bleeds into the other. So it's really hard to say that, you know, everyone's responsible. The whole fucking team, all 11 men who are on the field at a time are responsible. But, I don't know. It was C minus. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he did outcoach him, though, for a part of the game, at least the first half.
It just won't count enough to get a better grade.
We lost, so it feels like shit.
On defense, like, is it weird that I felt like we called a solid game on defense?
I saw
a ton of variation in how we were forming up. Or lining up
the line though.
A lot of 3-4 looks.
Yeah.
We were really kind of like playing a multiple scheme.
But
at
it
was cool.
We had some pretty clutch shutdowns at moments. I feel like, and we had some 3-and-outs where we held them, and then we had other moments where they were just fucking running past us in the second half. I feel like they had their way with us.
We ultimately broke.
I don't know how much is on scheme and how much is on the line itself. Like I don't know.
Talent. Yeah,
I don't know if they could have shifted and if we made it any better, but that Rams offensive line too is no joke. They're good, they're talented. But you give up 33 points, not all of it's on the defense, but
yeah. I guess I would just do a C- as well.
C, because the offense is so talented. You got Gurley, the best running back in the league. You got Brandon Cooks, Cooper Kupp.
Those guys performed. Like they got their great fantasy stat lines because they played the Raiders.
So
I mean, C minus for me.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that too. This was overall a really disappointing opening start to the season.
It was the worst case scenario.
I don't know, but the worst case would have been like Derek Carr going down in the second play of the game and AJ McCarron coming in, throwing 6 picks.
I mean, this is almost worse than Derek Carr going down, because if Derek Carr goes down,
there's always the what if.
There's some sort of delusion there. And now
I enjoy the delusion.
And now this is like a blinding, like an ugly truth. It's just like, there's no sugarcoating this. Derek Carr looks like a bad quarterback, and he has for a year now.
This was an awful game. I don't even want to grade this game because it was so awful, but I have hope still going forward. I have hope. Gruden and Carr, I trust. Let me see the next year against the Broncos, and I'm not scared yet. You know what I mean? Like,
you ain't scared?
I ain't scared.
All right. That was so good. All right, so yeah, I mean,
what's that?
Shitty game. Shitty game, but
shitty game. Shitty game award.
To the Oakland Raiders.
Congrats, you suck. We suck again.
Oh no.
But my name's Mike. So that was our wrap up of week one, Raiders versus Rams. My name is Mike. This is Bill. Your name is Bill. Shut up.
I'm grumpy.
Oh, like the dwarf.
I'm running on no sleep. Fucking late ass Monday night games. The second Monday night game, week one sucks. I hate it.
Yeah, it's terrible because it's on too late. But not that we live on the East Coast. Just kidding.
Yeah. So anyway.
Subscribe, like our shit. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all that shit.
YouTube, Twitter.
Yeah, all the social media things besides Facebook. I don't like that Facebook.
My mom and grandma's on Facebook.
I know she is. We talk all the time.
Yeah, it got weird when she showed up on my Tinder account. You know, so. That's when
But you swiped right anyway, because you're like, well, what if?
It was one of those.
I haven't hung out with her in a long
those
time.
Those accidental swipes. You're swiping real fast because you're super thirsty.
Mm.
And you accidentally match with your mom.
Well, I don't know what that's like, because I've never been super thirsty. I've always been just regular amount of thirsty.
This is Raider Radio. Goodbye.